就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now, at the beginning, it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, so great a cloud of witnesses is what has been assigned to us.
在十二章第一节开头的时候说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。这第二句，如同云彩围着我们，这是我被安排接受的负担。
Yeah, chapter 12, verse 22.
第十二章二十二节。
Now, yesterday at the end, we were sharing about Abraham.
昨天在结尾的时候，我们交通到亚伯拉罕。
Now, in Abraham's story, he was looking. Abraham was waiting for a city with foundation.
我们看见亚伯拉罕的故事，最后讲到他等候一座有根基的城。
Now, in chapter 12, this city shows up in verse 22.
在第十二章二十二节的时候，这一座城就显明出来了。
Verse 22. But we have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling,That speaks better things than that of Abel.
十二章二十二节到二十四节，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血。这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
So, when these witnesses finally came to the city, and they find there are five parties.
当这些见证人他们最终来到了这一座城，他们在城中看见有五班的人。
And first of all is God the judge of all.
在一切之先。我们看见乃是审判众人的神在那里。
And the second is Jesus the mediator.
第二个我们看见就是新约的中保耶稣。
And the third is innumerable company of angels.
第三班人乃是千万的天使。
And the fourth are the spirits of just men made perfect.
第四班人是被成全之义人的灵魂。
And then there is the fifth party, which is the assembly of the firstborn.
那最后第五班人乃是那一班被录在天上诸长子之会所共聚这些长子们。
So, I would like to call brothers and sisters' attention to this many firstborns.
我要请弟兄姊妹特别留意在这里有诸般被成全的长子们。
Yeah. So that's the first thing we want to share. And then the second thing we would like to share today was about David.
这是我要交通的头一部分。第二部分我要交通的是关于大卫的事。
Now, David in particular, how come David could receive so much revelation?
为什么我们特别的要谈到大卫他如何能够接受这么多的启示呢
Especially the revelation of Jesus Christ.
特别是关于耶稣基督的启示。
I would just read one or two verses from Psalm 139.
我要从诗篇139篇读一两节的经文。
139.
139篇
and verse 23 and 24
在139篇23、24节
Search me, O God, and know my heart. try me and know my soul, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So, brothers and sisters, pay attention that this man David, brother David.
所以弟兄姊妹们，请大家特别留意这一个人，这位大卫弟兄。
He doesn't want any shadow in between God and himself.
他不愿意在他和神之间有任何的阴影。
Yeah. And then, brothers and sisters, we are going to read, we are going to, spend a little time on Apostle Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，接下来我要花一些时间来看使徒保罗。
Now, I thank the Lord that, many of us who speak this time actually are drawn to this brother Paul.
我感谢主，这一次我们好几位做讲员的弟兄都被使徒保罗的一生所吸引。
And our brother Dana, he already shared once he was drawn by Paul, who seek the excellence of the knowledge of Christ.
Dana 弟兄他已经交通了一次。他讲到使徒保罗他被吸引以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And our dear brother Godwin this yesterday also share on Philippians chapter 3.
昨天晚上我们亲爱的孙弟兄也交通到在腓立比书里面第三章关于保罗的事。
Yeah, to have fellowship in the death of Christ.
被磨成基督死的形状。
Yeah. So, I just want to share with brothers and sisters why this brother, Paul, whole life, he was able to receive revelation from the Lord continuously.
今天下午余下的时间要和弟兄姊妹分享来看一件事。就是为什么这位保罗弟兄他能够持续不断地一直领受对基督新鲜的启示。
Yeah, perhaps that can help us to seek the Lord's revelation.
可能这能够帮助我们一同来寻求主给我们的启示。
And also to live in it, to obey it.
并且我们也能够活在这个启示的光中来顺服他。
And I would just like to, for that, I would just like to read a few verses from Acts 20, chapter 26.
为着这个，我们请大家一同读《使徒行传》二十六章。
And just a few verses.
我们只读几节经文。
And Brother Dana already read those. I just, because they're so important, I'll just read it again.
康登弟兄已经读了这些经文，因为他们非常重要，所以我再和大家读一下。
And this chapter 26, verse 14.
二十六章第十四节。
And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。”
So I would like to underline this part. It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我要特别强调在底下画线的，你用脚踢刺是难的。
Now and verse 16.
第十六节。
But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which we have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
And then, verse 18.
第十八节。
To open their eyes, meaning the eyes of the Jews and Gentiles, in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
十八节，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，这他们就是犹太人和外邦人，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So let's bow down and have a word of prayer.
我们请低头再有一点祷告。
Lord, we come to you this afternoon. Lord, we seek your grace.
主啊，今天下午我们来到你面前，寻求你的恩典。
Lord, we pray that you will show us your own face.
主啊，我们恳求你向我们扬脸。
主啊Lord, we really need you.
主啊，我们实在是需要你。
Lord, we know that in your heart you have something to tell us.
主啊，我们知道在你心中你有话要向我们说。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will help us to communicate and help us to hear.
我们恳求你借着圣灵向我们的心说话。
That we really can get what you are trying to tell us.
我们能够真正得着你要向我们说的。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，奉你宝贵的名祷告。阿门。
So, brothers and sisters, yesterday, at the end, we talked about this Abraham.
弟兄姊妹们，昨天下午在结束的时候，我们讲到亚伯拉罕。
And when we review those witnesses of old,
当我们一同来回顾古时候的见证人的时候，
their stories really inspired us.
他们的故事实在激励我们。
Abel's worship,
亚伯的敬拜，
his lamb,
是他献上羔羊，
and Noah, his walk with the Lord.Enoch,
以诺与主同行
，and then Noah, his work for the Lord.
我们看见挪亚他为主做的工
，and then when we come to the story of Abraham,
当我们来到亚伯拉罕的故事
，we saw that how the Lord led him to walk in a heavenly way.
我们看见主如何的引导他走上了这条属天的道路。
This heavenly way he had to walk on earth.
他必须在地上来走属天的道路。
It was very, very difficult.
这是非常不容易的。
For 50, 60 years, he did not know exactly how the Lord or where the Lord was leading him.
差不多有50到60年的时间，他并不完全的了解主是怎么引导他的。
And the Lord corrected him on the way.
并且在这一路上，主在修正他。
And the Lord led him to experience one thing after another.
主引导他一件又一件事的来经历。
So finally, he is totally with the Lord.
最后他能够完全的与主在一起。
And the whole story is bundled up in his son Isaac.
而这整个的故事最后都归结在他的儿子以撒身上。
So we thank the Lord for that.
我们为此感谢主。
Now his whole family, Abraham and Sarah,And Isaac and Jacob and even Joseph.
我们看见他的全家亚伯拉罕、撒拉、以撒、雅各，甚至约瑟。
Yeah, and the Bible says that they had an old country they could go back to, but they choose not to.
圣经告诉我们说他们。有他们自己原来的家乡可以回去，但是他们选择不这样做。
They desire a better one.
他们羡慕一个更美的家乡。
A better one, a better country which is in heaven.
一个更美的家乡乃是天上的家乡。
So, dear brothers and sisters, what's the difference between this better country in heaven and their homeland on earth?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，他们那个天上的家乡和他们在地上的家乡有什么区别呢？
There's only one difference.
只有一个不同。
The difference is the God of glory.
它的差别在于荣耀的神。
Now in this heavenly country, God of glory is there.
在天上的家乡，荣耀的神在那里。
Now the heavenly country is to them is a very personal relationship.
天上的 家乡对他们来讲是一个非常个人的关系。
Now, but in the meantime, the Bible also say that Abraham actually wait for a city with foundation.
但是就在同时，圣经也告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕在等候一座有根基的城。
It is wonderful because while Abraham was waiting.
这是很奇妙的，因为当亚伯拉罕在等候的时候
，And while he and his family are all walking with the Lord，
当他和他的全家一同与主同行的时候
，And on this heavenly way，
走在这条属天的道路上
，And the Bible says the Lord is actually very pleased with them。
圣经告诉我们说，主非常喜悦他们
，He is not ashamed to be called their God。
神就不以被他们称作他们的神不以为耻。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we want to be a witness,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们要做见证人的时候
，There's no better praise from the Lord than the Lord says that I'm not ashamed to be called your God.
没有一个更好的地方，就是若是主能够说我被称作他们的神，我也不以为耻。
But the Lord continued to say this.
但是主却接着这样说
He has prepared for them a city.
他为他们预备了一座城
So we see that Abraham was waiting for that city.
我们看见亚伯拉罕在那里等待那一座城
He didn't know what the Lord was doing.
他不知道主在做什么事
But the Lord has prepared for them a city.
但是主为他们预备了一座城
Brothers and sisters, what's the difference between a country and a city?
弟兄姊妹们，那个家乡和那座城有什么不同呢？
A country is more of a personal relationship.
家乡呢，对我们来讲是很个人的一个关系。
You can say it's actually a family relationship.
我们可以这样说，是一个家族的关系。
But the city is different.
但是一座城是不同的。
The city has a lot of people.
一座城里面有许多的人
Not only Abraham and his family were there
不仅是亚伯拉罕和他的家人在那里
But other people come too
但是其他的人也到那里去
But that city which Abraham was waiting for the Bible says is a city with foundation
亚伯拉罕所等候的那一座城圣经告诉我们说是一座有根基的城
It means it won't perish it lasts forever
他告诉我们说这座城呢它不会毁灭它是存到永远的。
But more importantly, this city is built and made by God himself.
但是更重要的就是这一座城乃是神所经营所建造的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
?It means that it actually has the character of God.
它的意义乃是告诉我们说这座城代表了神的特性。
Because he built it, he made it.
因为是神所经营所建造。
Now because it has the character of God.
因着它有神的特性。
It is a matter of testimony.
这就关乎到见证。
When people see that city,
当人看见那一座城
they think of the builder.
他们想到那建造城的人
they think of God.
他们就想到了神。
So dear brothers and sisters,That's the difference between country and the city.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们那就是家乡和这座城的不同。
Now somehow, in Abraham's heart, he was waiting for that city.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕的心里面不知道如何的他在等待那一座城。
And both Abraham and his family so pleased the heart of God.
我们看见亚伯拉罕和他的全家他们就使神的心得着喜悦。
So God actually is prepared the city for them.
所以神是为他们预备了这座城。
Now coming to the next chapter, chapter 12.
来到第十二章就是接下来的一章。
This city, was described to us in a very vivid way.
这一座城呢很鲜活地描画在我们的眼前。
As if these witnesses come into that city.
这些见证人呢他们都来到这一座城。
And they entered the city, they found five parties.
当他们进入这座城的时候他们发现有五班不同的情况。
God is there.
神在那里。
Christ Jesus was there.
基督耶稣在那里。
Many angels are there.
许多的天使在那里。
And then there are the spirits of righteous men made perfect.
还有被成全之义人的灵魂。
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，那是什么意思？
We know that these people come to the city. The righteousness is not their own.
我们知道这些到城里面的人，他们的义不是出于他们自己。
The righteousness is the righteousness of God.
那个义乃是神的义。
And by faith they have adopted that.
因信他们得着了。
And God was so pleased with them, and God said God counted them as righteous.
神喜悦他们，神就算他们为义。
Now what does this perfect mean?
那这一个被成全是什么意思呢？
Perfected means being brought to the very end.
被成全乃是被带到了终点。
Now if we halfway we drop,
若是我们走到一半就退去了，
then we are not brought to the very end.
那么我们没有被带到终点。
But these righteous men, they were brought to the very end.
但是这些义人，他们被一路引到终点。
It's their spirits that's in that city.
他们的灵魂就在这个城里。
But then there's the fifth party.
那么第五班人。
The fifth party are those, the firstborns.
第五班人呢，乃是那些长子们。
Brothers and sisters, who are these firstborns?
弟兄姊妹们，谁是这些长子呢？
I think we have to come to look at get the answer from Jacob.
我想我们要从雅各的故事来看答案，
yeah.
来找答案。
Remember when Jacob was at his home, he actually longed for a relationship with God.
我们知道雅各还和他父母同住的时候，他非常渴慕得着这个长子的名分。
We remember he actually cheated to get the birthright of the firstborn.
我们看见他实际。他确实呢，用欺骗的方法得着长子的名分。
And also he cheated to get the blessing of the firstborn.
他也用欺骗的方法得着长子该得的祝福。
These are not good. I mean, those are really bad things he did.
这些都是他做的不好的事情。
Yet he did this for a reason.
但是他做这件事是有一个理由的。
He longed for a relationship with God.
他渴慕能够与神之间有一个关系。
So he did these things.
所以他就做了这些事。
Of course, he got chased out of his family.
当然因着这些事情他就被赶出家门。
And he was out for 20 years.
他离开家有20年之久。
So these 20 years he suffered.
这20年他受苦。
He learned very many lessons.
他学了许多的功课。
And he also became prosperous.
他也昌大繁盛。
And then, the end of 20 years,
在20年之后,
he ran away from his uncle.
他从他的母舅那里逃跑。
Now, at this place called Ford of Java,
他来到一个地方叫做
亚
伯渡口。
Yeah. There, he sent his wife, his children, and all his properties across the river.
在那里他打发他的妻子他的儿女他所有的牲畜都过了河。Yeah.
And then an angel came to wrestle with him.
有一个天使来与他摔跤。
That was night.
在那是晚上的时候。
The angel could not dominate him.
天使不能胜过他。
And then when the day almost daybreak,
几乎到了天亮的时候。
And the angel says, I have to go.
天使说我必须要离开了。
He said, No, you have to bless me.
他说若你不给我祝福我就不容你去。
Now, brothers and sisters, he was not asking for another wife.
弟兄姊妹们，他没有要求另再娶一个妻子。
He was not asking for another child.
他也没有再要多一个孩子。
Or another camel.
或者更多的骆驼。
And he just found that relationship with the Lord.
他只盼望能够与主之间有一个关系。
So the angel says, "What's your name?"
所以天使就问他说：“你名叫什么？”
My name is Jacob.
我的名字是雅各。
So your name will be called Israel.
他说：“从今以后，你的名字要叫做以色列。”
The Israel means the prince with God.
以色列乃是神的王子。
Prince with God means that you in the future are going to represent me.
神的王子，他的意义乃是说，将来你要来代表我。
And also.All the inheritance will be you have to manage.
并且我所有的产业由你来管理。
He could never imagine that this thing will come to him.
他从来永远不会想到呢，这件事情会发生在他身上。
But this thing came to him.
但是这件事却临到他。
Prince with God.
神的王子。
The responsibility.
在那里有责任。
The inheritance.
就是来管理产业。
So that's Israel.
那就是以色列。
400 years later, 400 years later.
500年之后,
yeah.
400年之后,
yeah. His descendants were suffering in Egypt.
他的后裔在埃及受苦,
when God sent Moses to take them out of Egypt,
当神打发摩西把他们从埃及带出来,
God told Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
神告诉摩西说, 你向法老说, 容我的百姓去,
that they can serve me.
他们可以, 他们好侍奉我。
Israel is my son.
以色列是我的儿子。
Israel is my firstborn.
以色列是我的长子。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
you see, the firstborn represents an inseparable relationship with God.
长子他的意思乃是与神之间有一个不可分开的关系。
The firstborn cannot allow that relationship to be broken.
长子是不容许这样的关系被破坏。
And also, firstborn represents a responsibility.
并且长子代表着承担责任。
Yes, there's a, he does not allow himself to separate from the purpose of God.
他不许可他自己和神的目的分开。
So he has to be with the purpose of God.
他必须要一直守住神的。
So that's the essence of firstborn.
这是长子他的那个本质。
So brothers and sisters, when we see the these witnesses that we read in chapter 11,
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，在十一章里面我们读到的见证人们，
they all are like that.
他们都是这样的。
When Abel, when he thought about the relationship with God.
当亚伯想到与神之间的关系,
and that relationship that his parents has lost.
那一个他们父母亲所失落的关系,
now he wants to regain.
他要把它得回来,
and he wants to live for the Lord.
他要为主而活。
So the spirit of the firstborn is with him.
所以那一个长子的灵就在他里面。
And then Abraham.
然后来到亚伯拉罕。
When God of glory appeared to him.
当荣耀的神向他显现。
Now he wants to have that relationship with God.
他盼望要与神之间有这样的关系。
So from that time he went out from his own country.
所以从那个时候他就离开他自己的本地。
Never to go back.
他从来没有再回去过。
And he walked with God.
他就与神同行。
Wherever God lead him, he walked with him.
不论神引他去哪里,他都跟随。
So that spirit of the firstborn is with Abraham.
那个长子的灵也在亚伯拉罕的里面。
So in the, actually chapter 11 talks about David, talk about the Samuel, talk about the prophets.
在十一章之后，我们看见讲到大卫，讲到撒母耳，还有众先知。
These people, for example, the prophet Isaiah.
这些人，我们举一个例子，像先知以赛亚。
Now Isaiah's heart was connected with God.
我们知道以赛亚的心是与神连在一起。
He saw the condition of Israel.
他看见当时以色列人的光景。
And he foresaw one day they will be taken captive.
他预先看见有一天他们要被掳。
And he called his name. He called his son a name.
他就给他的儿子起一个名字。
And the name is a remnant shall return.
那个名字的意思就是，余民将要归回。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, this thing that grabbed the heart of Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主，这些事情抓住了以赛亚的心。
Thank the Lord. Later in the Old Testament time, these remnants.
感谢主，我们在看见在旧约时代的后一半时期，这样的灵也抓住了这一班渔民。
Yeah, they don't want to separate. They don't want anything that separates them from God.
他们不容许任何事情把他们与神之间分开。
And also they don't want to see anything that damages the purpose of God.
他们也不容许任何事情来毁坏神的旨意和目的。
Coming to the New Testament time.
来到了新约时代。
There are those overcomers.
就有一般得胜者。
They don't want to have anything that separates their relationship with God.
他们不容许任何事情 把他们和神之间分开来。
They don't want anything to damage the purpose of God.
他们也不容许任何事情来破坏神的旨意和目的。
So finally, when we come to the Revelation,
最后我们来到了启示录。
These people are called, the first fruit.
这一般人就被称作初熟的果子。
Yes, wherever the lamb goes, they go with the lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
So, dear brothers and sisters, here we come to the, finally come to the city.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹们，最终我们来到了这座城。
You see these firstborns.
我们看见了这些长子们。
Brothers and sisters, we actually have a good chance now.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们都有一个好的机会。
If we are willing.
如果我们愿意
If we see the examples of these wonderful witnesses in the past,
如果我们看见在过去的时代这些见证人他们奇妙的故事
And if we want to walk like that,
我们也盼望像他们一样的来跟随
And we want to follow God in a heavenly way,
我们愿意跟随主跟随神来走属天的道路
And if we want to follow the Lamb wherever he goes,
我们无论羔羊往哪里去，我们都愿意跟随。
You know what, brothers and sisters, we will end up in that city.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？最终我们也会进到那座城。
So this is the wonderful thing that the Spirit is telling us in chapter 12.
所以这是在第十二章里面圣灵要告诉我们那奇妙的事情。
So now we change gear. Let's look at David.
现在我们要换档，我们要讲大卫的事情。
Now David's story, you can, you know, all these things that we see in Abel, in Enoch, and in Noah, you can find in David.
在所有在亚伯、以诺和挪亚身上所看见的事情，你在大卫身上都能找到。
Yeah, I would just, but I think my burden this time, just because our time is short, I just want to share one thing about David.
因为我们时间很短，所以这一次我只是想交通关于大卫的一件事情。
It is amazing that how clearly, how very specifically David saw Christ.
非常奇妙的，我们看见了大卫。他如何清楚地看见了基督
Now, Psalm 110
诗篇110篇
Yeah, let's come to that Sorry. The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
This is the Psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗。
He saw two lords.
他看见两位主。
One is Jehovah.
一是耶和华
The other is my Lord.
另外一位是我主
So who is that my Lord?
那么谁是那我主呢
Now, at the, and I think it's 2 Samuel chapter 23.
在撒母耳下23章
Now these are the verse 1. Now these are the last words of David.
在第一节说，以下是大卫末了的话。
Thus says David, the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel.
耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者说。
In the verse 3, the God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over man must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
第二节、第三节，耶和华的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中，以色列的神、以色列的磐石晓谕我说。
Yeah. And then verse 4, He, meaning this ruler, shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain.
在第四节，他必像日出的晨光，这个他是讲那里公义治理人民的。
Yeah.
如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。
And then just the first part of verse 5, although my house is not so with God.
在第五节的头一半说，我家在神面前并非如此。
So at the end of David's life,
所以在大卫人生终了的时候，
He said there is a ruler of righteousness.
他说到有一位以公义治理人民的。
And then he said, although my house is not like that.
他说虽然我的家并不像这一位那样。
So that ruler of righteousness,
那一位以公义治理的，
he actually make the grass grow like the sun coming in the morning.
实际上他是使这个雨后的晴光出现，使地上的嫩草发生的那一位。
So, brothers and sisters, who is this righteous ruler?
弟兄姊妹们，谁是这一位公义的治理者？
David, throughout these years, he was the king.
在过去的许多年中间，大卫是做王的。
He said, my house is not like that.
他说，我和我的家不像那位公义的治理者。
But this ruler is so great.
那么这一位治理者他是伟大的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, who is this ruler?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，谁是这位治理者呢？
This ruler guide his kingship all the way.
这一位治理者引导他做王，一路的引导他。
So that's why David could be such a king.
所以大卫才能够成为那样的一位王。
Because this ruler always is in his vision.
因为这一个治理者在大卫的眼中是他一直注视他。
And he always leads David on.
而且他一路的引导大卫往前。
And the third place you can think about, the third place is Psalm 133.
另外一处地方，第三处就是在诗篇133篇。
Yeah. How good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So if you read through 133, you see that David saw a beautiful picture.
所以从诗篇133篇，我们看见大卫看见了一幅美丽的图画。
And that beautiful picture has the oil coming from Aaron's head to the body.
那一幅美丽的图画就是有贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到他的身体。
And it has the dew from Hermon coming down to Zion.
又好像黑门山的甘露降在锡安山上。
Dear brothers and sisters, what did he really see?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，大卫到底看见了什么呢？
He saw the reality of the body of Christ.
他看见了基督身体的实际。
That picture you could not find on earth.
在那一幅图画，你在地上是找不到的。
But he saw that.
但是他看见了。
That's the reality of the body of Christ.
那是基督身体的实际。
How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Does it remind you of Philippians? The book of Philippians.
这岂不提醒我们回到腓立比书吗？
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what David saw.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹，这就是大卫看见的。
How come he could see so many things?
为什么他能够看见这么多的事情？
And he didn't see broad or wide things. He did see all these pictures as a focus.
他不是看见一个很宽很大的事情，但是呢，他却看见的这图画是有一个焦点。
That focus.Is Christ Jesus.
这个焦点就是基督耶稣。
Just like Abraham's time, that focus is that seed.
就是亚伯拉罕，就像亚伯拉罕时代，他的那个焦点就是那后裔。
And that's also what Paul, in all his ministry, he had this focus.
这在保罗身上也是一样，在他一切的侍奉中，他有一个焦点。
And that is Christ.
那就是基督。
Now, the question is, how come? Why David could see these things so clearly.
我们的问题乃是为什么大卫能够看见这些事情是看得这么清楚呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
David, from when he was 20 to 30, he really suffered.
我们知道大卫在他20岁到30岁他实在受苦。
And God gave him tremendous hard time.
神给他极大的难处。
But thank the Lord, David stayed.
但是感谢神大卫一直守在这个地位上。
Yeah, stay before the Lord.
他守在主的面前。
Now, the Lord can struck him in different ways.
主可以用不同的方式来击打他。
Yes. When he finally had a chance to kill Saul.
当他最后有机会可以杀扫罗的时候。
And his followers said, just the Lord has already anointed you to be king. You don't have to do anything. So let me do it.Kill him, your problem is over.
跟随他的人告诉他说主已经膏了你了你不需要去杀他让我们来杀他你就可以做王了。
He said, no, you cannot touch him.
他却拦住他们说不可以你们不能动他。
You cannot touch, we cannot touch the anointed one from God.
你不能够去摸神所膏的人。
He still used a knife to cut the edge of Saul's skirt.
有一次他用刀割了扫罗外袍的衣襟。
But immediately,
立刻
his heart struck him.
他的心就自责。
So, and then not only the Lord can discipline anytime,
不仅主在任何时刻都可以管教他。
The Lord can actually have other people correct him.
并且主能够用其他的人来修正他。
Abigail could correct him.
亚比该可以修正他。
Joab could correct him.
约雅可以修正他。
And the prophet Nathan could correct him.
先知拿单可以来修正他。
All these people can correct him.
所有这些人都可以来修正他。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
David became David for a reason.
大卫所以成为大卫是有原因的。
Why was he able to write so many psalms?That helped us so much.
为什么他能够写那么多能够帮助我们的诗歌呢？
And why he could write so many psalms, the depth of it, the width of it is so immense.
为什么他能够写这么多诗歌，有这样的深度和广度呢？
Now, his son's name is Solomon.
他的儿子名字叫做所罗门。
Nobody is more gifted than Solomon.
没有一个人比所罗门有更大的恩赐。
David depends on grace.
但是大卫却依靠恩典。
He allowed all these things to come to him.
他许可容让这所有的事情发生在他身上。
And he considered everything that come to him as discipline from the Lord.
他把每一个临到他身上的事情都当作从主来的管教。
And by grace of the Lord, he took everything.
借着主的恩典他领受这一切的事情。
And therefore the Lord can do things in him.
所以主能够在他身上做工。
Freely.
自由的。
Richly.
并且丰富的。
And then we read his Psalm 139.
然后我们来读他写的诗篇139篇。
And he said, Lord, search me and know my heart.
他说主啊神啊求你鉴察我知道我的心思。
And prove me.And know my soul.
试炼我知道我的意念。
And see if there is any wicked, anything wicked in my heart.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead me to the way of eternity, of everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Here is a brother.
这里有一个弟兄。
He did not seek gifts.
他并不寻求恩赐。
He sought grace.
他寻求恩典。
And he depend on the grace of God.
并且他依靠神的恩典。
God could do anything to him.
神能够在他身上做任何的事。
And God can ask other people to do anything to him.
神也可以要求任何的人在他身上做任何的事情。
So finally in the New Testament time.
所以最后来到新约时代。
The Lord said that I have found my servant David who is after my heart.
主说我找到我的仆人大卫他是合我心意的人。
And he will do my will.
他要遵行我的旨意。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is David's story.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹这是大卫的故事。
I think it is a great lesson to us that we ought to seek, we ought to depend on grace instead of seeking gifts.
我想这对我们而言是一个极大的功课，就是我们要寻求神的恩典，而不是寻求恩赐。
Gifts oftentimes is the mercy of God.
恩赐许多时候是神的怜悯。
It is for a purpose.
是为着目的，是有一个目的的。
For His purpose.
是为着他的目的。
And then oftentimes it's a tool.
许多时候恩赐是一个工具。
It allows us to serve the Lord more effectively.
许可我们更有效地来侍奉主。
But the basis of that.
但是这个恩赐的根基乃是。
Yeah. And then the purpose of the gift is so that the life of Christ, the life of God can come out.
恩赐的目的乃是要使得生命能够流露出来。
Yes.And then, especially now, the life of Christ has to come out. That's the purpose of our service.
特别是这个时刻，我们侍奉的目的乃是要叫基督的生命能够流露出来。
You know, how can we have the life of Christ grow in us?
我们怎么能够让基督的生命在我们里面长大呢？
It is by grace.
乃是借着恩典。
So that's David's story.
这就是大卫的故事。
Now, when we come to So, all these stories I told was in the Old Testament.
我到现在所讲的所有的都是从旧约里面出来的故事。
But when we think about the New Testament,
当我们一同想到新约的时候
，there were so many witnesses, precious witnesses.
在新约圣经里面有许多的见证人是宝贵的见证人。
But there is one Apostle Paul.
但是有一个就是使徒保罗。
The Bible.Describe him in detail.
圣经呢，用非常详细的方式来描写他。
So it really helps us to see the various aspects of Paul.
所以能够帮助我们看见保罗的各方各面。
Now, when we read these few verses in the Book of Acts,
当我们读《使徒行传》里面的几节经文
，you find that there were two things there.
我们看见有两件事情。
See, see, Acts 26 is what Paul, what recorded Paul's testimony at almost at the end of his life.
我们知道在那里记载保罗几乎在他人生要结尾的时候他做的见证。
Paul probably died at the age of 68.
我们猜想保罗死的时候大概是68岁。
Yeah.Something like that. And then the book of Acts chapter 26 is the last time when he was in Jerusalem.
在使徒行传26章，这是他在耶路撒冷的最后一次。
Yeah, so at that time, he must be 60 or over.
在那个时候，他大概已经过了60岁。
Yeah, and That's the last time he was in Jerusalem.
这是他最后一次在耶路撒冷。
Now he was forced actually to give testimony between these kings and the rulers.
他被强迫的在这个王和治理的巡抚面前做见证。
And those authorities of the Jewish religion.
还有那些犹太宗教的权柄。
So he was telling them his own story.
他告诉他们他自己的故事。
And the most important things in his story.
在他故事中最重要的事情。
So he, when he came to the chapter 26, it's a good summary of what he said.
所以在26章里面，我们看见是他所说的一个非常好的一个纲要。
Yeah, and so there are two parts.
在这里有两部分。
The first part is when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
第一件事就是。他在往大马色的路上遇见了主。
And the light come brightly in heaven.
从天上发光临到他。
And the voice came to him to say, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
他听见一个声音向他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And it's hard for you to kick against the goats.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
So that part talks about the past.
所以这一部分呢，是讲到保罗的过去。
Yeah, this is what the Lord told him about the past couple of years.
主在这里向保罗说，那个他遇见主之前的过去的岁月。
And then the next part talks about the future.
接下来的一部分是讲到他的将来。
I want to send you to do something.
我要派你去做一些事情。
So a part talks about the past, a part talks about the charge.
一部分是讲到他的从前，另外一部分是讲到之后的命令。
Now, what past was, I can't go into detail, but the Lord says something very interesting. The Lord says, it's hard for you to kick against goats.
关于他的过去，我不能够细细的讲，但是在这里主很有意思的说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
Now, what were the goats?
什么是那个刺呢？
The goats, if you look at just the history, there were three things.
在历史上面我们看见这一个刺棍呢有三件事情。
Just in the last couple of years when Paul was in Jerusalem, when Saul was in Jerusalem.
当扫罗在过去的在耶路撒冷的那几年中间。
The first problem is the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
第一个问题呢就是关于拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
And this man, Jesus of Nazareth, he came and he brought people to God.
这一个人称作拿撒勒人耶稣的他来了他带人到神的面前。
And the poor, the sick, the desolate.
那些穷人生病的那些困苦的人。
And those who have no hope.
那些没有盼望的人。
Now this Jesus of Nazareth gave them hope.
那这位拿撒勒人耶稣就把盼望带给他们。
And brought them to God.
把他们带到主的面前。
So all the way from the north, from the Nazareth to Jerusalem.
从拿撒勒一直到耶路撒冷
And then he healed the sick
他治好那些有病的
And he made the lame walk
他使瘸腿的行走
And he raised the dead
他使死人复活
And he bring gospel to the poor
他把福音传给穷人
And everybody went to him
所以每一个人都到他那里去
The problem is that he did not go through Judaism
但是那个问题难处在于他做这些事情并没有通过犹太教。
And Saul did not like that.
扫罗非常不喜欢这样。
And the Bible says that he made up his mind to wipe out, to persecute the name of Jesus.
圣经上这样记载说，扫罗就定义要在地上除灭拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
So the second goat is this man Stephen.
第二个这个刺棍呢就是有一个人叫做斯提凡
And our brother already mentioned that.
我们弟兄已经提到他了
Now, Stephen said things that pierced the heart of Paul.
斯提凡说了一些话刺到了保罗的心
Yeah, Saul.
扫罗的心
Yeah, and he couldn't stand that.
他没有办法忍受
And yet he remembered every single word he said.
但是他所说的每一句话他都记得。
And Stephen was stoned to death.
斯蒂凡被石头打死。
He was happy.
他非常高兴。
But that in the last time when he was in Jerusalem, he said, "It is he, it's Paul who said the witness Stephen."
但是他最后一次在耶路撒冷做见证的时候提到。见证人斯提凡
He could never forget Stephen.
他永远不会忘记斯提凡
And then the third goat was these people of the way.
那么这个刺棍的第三方面乃是这一班走在这路上的人
And they were very simple people.
这是一班非常单纯的人
Their hearts was full of Jesus Christ.
他们的心里面充满了耶稣基督
And they live a very simple life.
他们过一个非常简单的生活
Then wherever they went, they emanate the character of Jesus.
不论到哪里，他们都散发出耶稣基督的特性。
They did not go with the Jewish religion.
他们并不随着犹太教的宗教而行。
They just follow Jesus of Nazareth.
他们只跟随拿撒勒人耶稣。
Now, whether Jesus was on earth,or whether Jesus already raised into heaven, they only follow Jesus.
不论主耶稣是在地上或者他被接到天上去他们只有一个跟随就是跟随拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Saul did not like that.
而扫罗非常不喜欢这个。
Now he set his mind to persecute them.
他定义要逼迫他们。
And then on the way to Damascus,
那么他在去大马色的路上
he met the Lord.
他遇见了主。
The Lord says, go into the city. Somebody else is going to tell you what you should do.
主告诉他说你进城去有一个人要告诉你你该做什么。
That day, that person came.
那一天那个人来了。
Saul was blind.
扫罗那个时候瞎了。
And that person told Saul,
那个人告诉扫罗说
the one that you set on the road to Damascus,
那位在你在大马色路上向你说话的
he is the righteous one.
他是那一位义者
he is Jesus.
他就是耶稣
you know, he wants to have you open your eyes.
他要开你的眼睛
he wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
他要叫圣灵充满你
So that's the goat.
所以那个刺
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
these three things,
这三件事情
Saul used to hate,
扫罗他过去痛恨的
but then, toward when he was about 60 years old,
但是当他差不多要60岁的时候
he could not forget that.
他没有办法忘记
these are the things that actually helped him so much.
这些事情呢实际上却大大的帮助了他。
So the Lord gave him a charge.
所以主给他一个命令。
The charge is that, that I will appoint you to be a minister and a witness.
这个命令呢是我要派你去做见证去服侍。
So what you do is that you shall tell people what you have seen.
你要做的事乃是告诉人们你所看见的。
Now what are the things he has seen?
另外一件他看见的。
Now these things that he has seen in the past was basically the goats.
过去他看见的这些事情呢，基本上都是那个刺。
And the Lord that appeared to him in heaven.
然后呢主天上的主就向他显现
and this Lord that also spoke to him
这位主也向他说话
telling him that I am Jesus
而且告诉他说我就是耶稣
so this is what he has seen
这是他所看见的
now brothers and sisters this is consider this before he hates the goats
弟兄姊妹们我们来思想之前呢他痛恨这个刺
and he hates the name of Jesus of Nazareth
并且他痛恨拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名
but now he remembered these people he used to call goats
但是现在他想起回想起他过去认为是刺的这一般人
and now Jesus is what he serves Jesus now is what he serves.
现在耶稣乃是他所要侍奉的。
So he has to, so he, what he has seen now is not just by the eyes. The seeing is actually revelation.
现在他说他所看见的不仅仅是他肉眼看的并且是他从启示得着的。
Yeah, so now when he sees these Stephen, he sees this, the way, he sees Jesus of Nazareth has a totally different color.
所以现在他在考量他所看见的斯提凡或者是走在路上的这一般人或者拿撒勒人耶稣是带着 完全不同的光彩。
In the past, it was enemy.
过去对他而言是他的敌人。
Now is his inheritance.
现在是成为他的产业。
So, brothers and sisters, So this is about the past.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是关于扫罗的过去。
And then the charge also says that, that I will reveal to you.
接下来我们看见主给他的命令也说到，我将要启示你。
So the Lord basically said, you have to bring what you have seen to people.
所以主给他的命令乃是把他所看见的传给人们。
And then in the future, I will continue to reveal to you, and then you have to bring that to people.
并且在将来我还要继续的指示你，你要把所得着的指示传给人们。
Yes, in Chinese it says 指示 but in English it just simply says reveal.
在中文翻成指示，实际上它就是启示。
So basically the Lord is telling him that you have to You have to bring your revelation in the past and your revelation in the future to people.
所以实际上主是告诉他说你要把过去得着的启示和将来得着的启示都要传给人。
Yeah, I will reveal to you, continue to reveal to you.
我要不断地启示你。
And then you're going to bring that to people.
你要把这些启示带给人。
So what's the purpose of bringing these things to people?
为什么要把这些带给人呢？
Now he says, to bring people so that their eyes can open.
传给人是为着叫人的心眼得开。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see, what Lord's charge to Paul was just to open eyes.
我们看见主命令吩咐保罗的就是开人的眼睛。
Your own eyes has to be open.
你自己的眼睛先要被打开。
Now, in the future, I will continue to reveal to you, your eyes have to keep open.
以后在将来你的眼睛一定要打开，我要继续的启示。
And when you bring these people to bring these things to people, you have to make their eyes open.
当你把这些事传给人们的时候，你也要把人们的眼睛打开。
So this eyes open is Paul's charge.
所以这一个开人的眼睛乃是保罗所得着的命令。
It is his basis and also his charge.
这是他的根基，也是他得的命令。
And then, So, brothers and sisters, sometimes we read chapter 26 just, you know, very quickly.
有的时候我们读使徒行传二十六章，我们很快的就过去。
Now this time when I read it, it really struck me. The Paul's whole ministry is to open eyes.
这一次叫我非常震惊的乃是看见保罗他得着的职事是开人眼睛的职事。
And that's his ministry.
那就是他的职事。
But how did he execute that ministry?
他怎么样来执行他的侍奉呢？
His eyes has to open himself.
他自己的眼睛必须要先被打开。
So the basis is revelation.
所以那个根基乃是从主得启示。
And the purpose is revelation.
而这一个启示的目的。
The whole thing is revelation.
整个都是启示。
The whole thing is open eyes.
整个是来开人的眼睛。
Now, brothers and sisters,Why is this important to us?
弟兄姊妹们，这个跟我们为什么是那么重要呢？
Now our brothers mentioned the first night.
我们弟兄在第一个晚上提到。
When we go out be a witness.
当我们出去成为一个见证人。
Can we witness anything that we did not see?
我们能不能为自己没有看见的事情做见证呢？
No, we can only witness what we have seen.
我们只能见证我们所看见的。
And then we know this is a spiritual thing now.
我们知道这是一件属灵的事情。
So the seeing, our eyes seeing, is not a physical thing.
所以我们的眼睛看见不是一个肉眼的事情。
It is a physical, it is a spiritual thing.
它乃是一个属灵的事情。
It is a revelation.
它是一个启示。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we can only witness to other people what God has revealed to us.
我们只能把神启示给我们的，我们向人做见证。
Strictly speaking, we cannot say, oh,Mr. So-and-so, I'm telling you this because the Bible says so.
我们严格的说，我们不能像一个人说，某某先生，我这样说，因为圣经是这么说的。
God must have said that to us.
必须是神已经向我们说过了。
Personally.
向我个人。
Now we are totally convinced this is true.
我被完全的说服，这是真实的。
The Spirit has to prove that in us.
圣灵要在我们里面来证明它。
So oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we read the Bible.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们读圣经。
We go to Bible study.
我们去读经聚会。
We go to conferences, hearing messages.
我们也到特会里面来听见信息。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot just stay at the Bible talks to me, or certain brothers talk to me. We have to ask the Lord. Finally, it is the Lord speaking to me.
我们不能仅仅停留在圣经这么说或者某某弟兄这么说，我们最终必须要有一个经历，就是圣灵在我里面这么说。
Yes, the Holy Spirit has to say that to us.
是圣灵在我们里面这样说。
So, brothers and sisters, that requires us to be extremely humble.
弟兄姊妹们，那个要求我们要极度的谦卑在主面前。
Now, I was thinking.This question. Now, because Paul, his whole life ministry is about this revelation.
我在思想这件事情，因为保罗一生的侍奉都是关于启示。
And then the Lord told him, there are things I'm going to reveal to you.
而且主告诉他说，将来有一些事我还要启示你。
That's the basis of your ministry.
那是你侍奉的根基。
So when you look at the history of Paul,
所以我们看见保罗一生的侍奉。
So he must have paid extreme attention to Revelation.
他必定是非常的留意主给他什么启示。
Unless the Lord spoke to him.
除非主向他说话
Unless the Holy Spirit spoke to him,
除非圣灵向他说话
He would not take it, as something that he could base on.
他不能把任何其他的事情拿来做他的根据
So how did he go through his life?
那么他怎么样过他的一生
No, remember the Lord says, I'm going to continue to reveal to you.
我们记得主向他说我将要启示给你。
And that's at the time that he was converted.
那个时候是在他重生得救的时候。
Now in the next 30 years,
在接下来的30年
Paul wrote 13 letters.
保罗写了13封书信。
So the content of what the Lord has revealed to him is all in that 13 letters.
所有神主之后启示给他的都他的内容都包含在这十三封书信。
We thank the Lord, he was so faithful.
我们感谢主，保罗是这样的忠心。
We thank the Lord, he continued to seek.
我们感谢主，他一直持续的在寻求。
Yeah, seek that revelation.
他在寻求这个启示。
Wait for that revelation.
他等候这个启示。
And also obey that revelation.
并且他也顺服这个启示。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
think about Enoch. We talked about yesterday.
我们昨天我们在回想昨天所讲到的以诺
For 300 years,
300年之久
he walked with the Lord.
他与神同行
At the end, the Lord is so pleased with him.
到了终点的时候神喜悦他
Now, the Lord continued to reveal to him day after day, month after month, year after year, for 300 years.
我们看见主持续地向他启示日复一日年复一年月复一月年复一年有三百年之久
and then also he was not passive
我们也看见他不是一个被动的
because he said the Bible says that he diligently God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him
因为那里圣经做见证说神赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人
that's Enoch That's the example there, Enoch.
所以我们看见以诺这一个榜样。
So when we come back to see Paul,
我们来到回来看保罗。
Paul was exactly like that.
保罗也正是这样。
And all through these 30 years,
在这三十年中间
，Now he diligently seek the Lord.
他殷勤地寻求主。
He never stopped.
他没有一天停止。
Nothing can make him stop.
没有一件事叫他停止。
And nothing can make him doubt.
没有一件事叫他怀疑。
Now he sought the Lord diligently.
他寻求殷勤地寻求主。
And never stopped.
他从没有停止。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Now, I think there are other things that Paul required of himself.
我想呢，还有其他的事情保罗对自己有要求。
Now, so that he actually became a vessel with capacity.
所以他实际上成为一个有度量的器皿。
Now, I would just put it in three different aspects. The first aspect, how Paul looked at the Lord.
我要用三方面来讲到这一个。第一面呢，他怎样的看主。
Yeah. The second is how Paul actually required of himself before the Lord.
第二件事情，保罗在主面前怎样要求自己
？And the third thing is how Paul actually look at his peers, look at the other saints, the brothers and sisters, the other apostles and other sinners before the Lord.
第三件事情就是保罗如何看他周围的人，他的弟兄姊妹们，他同做肢体的，同做使徒的。他在主面前怎么看他们，或者甚至那些罪人们
？Yeah, I think when you look at what he was saying in all these books, you find all these have to do with him being a vessel that can that can receive the revelation.
如果我们从所有他所写的书信里面来看这三方面的时候，我们就看见保罗是一个有度量的器皿。
Yeah. So the first thing, how does he look at the Lord?
第一件事情，他如何看主？
I think there are two aspects.
我想有两方面。
The first aspect is the love of Christ.
第一件事，他看见基督的爱。
Yeah, is the love of Christ that constrains me.
他说基督的爱激励我。
And the second thing is, he was pursuing the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
第二件事情，他乃是不断地追求以得着基督、认识基督为至宝。
The second thing is our brother Dana's theme, so I will not mention much about that.
第二件事情，我们康登弟兄已经谈了，所以我不要太多讲。
Yeah, first of all, love of Christ.
第一个，基督的爱。
Brothers and sisters, he said, there are three places in the Bible that's very unusual talking about the love of Christ.
在圣经里面有三处非常不寻常的谈到基督的爱。
Yeah, the first thing is the 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第一处是哥林多前书十三章。
I was always amazed when it says that love endures, love bears all things, and love believes all things, and so on.
我每次读到说爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，还有其他的话的时候，我都觉得稀奇。
And I think those actually are his own experience.
我想这些都是保罗自己的经历。
You know, a man's love can only endure what is endurable.
人的爱只能让我们去忍受我们所能忍受的。
And it can only have us believe what we is believable.
只能让我们相信我们认为是可信的。
But this Jesus of Nazareth.
但是这位拿撒勒人耶稣。
This is people of the way.
这一般走在路上的人。
They endured, they bore this person's Saul.
他们能够忍受这一个称作扫罗的人。
And Saul was a persecutor of them.
而扫罗实际上是来逼迫他们的。
And that Saul is a hard-hearted Pharisee.
而且扫罗是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
Yeah, he was a dead set to persecute them.
他定了决心要来逼迫他们。
But the Lord bears him.
但是主却包容他。
And these people of the way bears him.
这些走在路上的人也包容他。
They come to him and say, Brother Saul.
他们来到他面前说，兄弟扫罗。
This is overwhelming for him.
这个对扫罗来讲，叫他受不了。
And then he was such a man, but then Lord Jesus believes that one of these days he's going to change.
虽然他这样子做人，但是主耶稣却相信有一天他会改变。
And these people of the way,brothers and sisters, he didn't call them brothers and sisters, he called them enemy. But these people believe one of these days, this man, Saul, is going to change.
这一般被他逼迫的人，走在路上的人，他们相，虽然他们受扫罗的逼迫，但是在他们心里面相信有一天他会改变。
So this is his personal experience.
这是都是他个人的经历。
And that love, the love of Christ, is so different from the worldly love.
而且这一个基督的爱和世界上所有的爱是如此的不同。
Brothers and sisters, this is the love actually with revelation.
弟兄姊妹们，这个爱实际上是从启示来的。
It takes revelation to see this kind of love.
必须要有启示，我们才看见、领会这个爱。
It's agape, it's God's love.
这一个Agape 是神的爱。
The wonder is this can come to us.
这一个我们稀奇，它居然能够临到我。
Now through Christ, through our Lord Jesus, it can come to us.
通过耶稣基督能够临到我。
So this is what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书十三章他写的。
And Galatians chapter 2:20.
在加拉太书第二章二十节。
Toward the very end.
来到了要结束的时候。
He said he loves me. And gave himself for me.
他说他是爱我，为我舍己。
Brothers and sisters, this, if you, I think this is Paul's reason why he could say that no longer I but Christ.
为什么保罗能够说不再是我，乃是基督呢？
That I have been crucified with Christ, no longer I but Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面。
Why could he say that?
为什么他能够这样说呢？
Because he loves me and gave himself for me.
那个原因乃是他是爱我，为我舍己。
So the love of Christ changed him totally.
所以基督的爱把他完全的改变过来。
And the 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
在哥林多后书第五章里。
The love of Christ constrains us.
基督的爱约束我这个。
Now we considered one died for all and all died.
因为我们看见一个人为众人死，众人都死了。
So today we live. We do not live for ourselves alone.
所以今天。所以今天我们活着，我们不再为自己活了。
But we live for the one who has died and risen for us.
我们乃是为那位为我死而复活的主活着。
So the love of Christ constrains us.
那乃是基督的爱激励我们的心。
It's because of the love of Christ.
因着基督的爱。
So we have a new direction of life.
所以我们在人生中有一个新的方向。
No longer live for ourselves.
我们再不为自己而活了。
But we live for the one who died and risen for us.
我们为着那一位为我死也为我复活的主。
And also because of the love of Christ.
并且也因着基督的爱。
He saw that there's the power. The power is death and resurrection.
他看见了这个能力是从死而复活里面出来的。
Yeah, he who has died and risen for us.
他为我们死了并且为我们活了。
Now that is the power that propels us in the rest of our life.
那一个能力在我们的里面的余生的里面来供应我们。
So this is what Paul saw.
这是保罗所看见的。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Why, the love of Christ is so important to us, so important to Revelation.
为什么基督的爱对我们来讲对得启示来讲是那么重要呢？
Romans chapter 5 verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节里面。
The spirit that has been given to us has poured out, has shed abroad the love of God in our hearts.
所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心中。
Brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit has a purpose.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵来有一个目的。
One of his purpose is to shed abroad the love of God in our hearts.
有一个目的就是把神的爱浇灌在我们心中。
The same Holy Spirit has another purpose.
同一位圣灵有另一个目的。
The other purpose is to, that he is the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
另一个目的就是他乃是智慧和启示的灵。
So his other purpose is to give us revelation.
所以他另外一个目的就是赐给我们启示。
Open the eyes in our heart.
开我们心里面的眼睛。
That's the Holy Spirit's other purpose.
这就是圣灵来的另一个目的。
So if the love of Christ comes to us, if we don't resist it, we open to it.
所以当基督的爱临到我们的时候，我们不抗拒他，我们向他敞开。
Then the Holy Spirit comes in.
那么圣灵就进来。
The Holy Spirit comes in free.
圣灵自由地进来。
And the Holy Spirit comes in large measure.
他是大量地进到我们里面。
And then when he comes in,
当他进来的时候，
he will reveal Christ to us.
他要把基督启示给我们。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
it's so important,
这是非常重要的。
To that the love of Christ,
就是基督的爱。
Now allow me to give you a little testimony.
容许我给大家一点小的见证。
And when I was young, once I went to a conference.
当我年幼的时候，我去一个特会。
And at that time, I loved the Lord. Yes.
那个时候是的，我很爱主。
But many parts of the Bible I don't understand.
但是圣经许多地方我都不明白。
And the book of Hebrews was one of the hardest one for me to understand.
对我而言，希伯来书是其中最难明白的。
That year I went to the conference.
那一年我去特会。
In the afternoon, a sister was leading the meeting.
下午呢是一个姊妹领会。
He talks about the cross.
他讲到十字架。
Now I used to know that Lord Jesus died for everybody in the world.
我 过去就已经知道耶稣基督为世上所有的人而死。
And he was so great.
他何等的伟大。
Because he died for everyone.
因为他为每一个人死。
But that day,
那一天
the Spirit showed me that he actually died on the cross for me.
那一天圣灵启示我，他在十字架上死是为我。
So it changed me.
那就改变了。
Now I thank the Lord for that.
我为此感谢主。
I think the Spirit came to me.
我想圣灵临到我。
There's a little window open in my heart.
在我心中有一小小的窗子打开了。
The Spirit came to me.
圣灵进来。
Now I remember, after that conference, I went to a regularly went to a Bible study.
在那一次特会之后呢，我参加平常的一个读经聚会。
And it was an afternoon. I got there too early.
那是一个下午的聚会，我很早就到了。
So I sat on the park and on the grass, and I opened up my Bible.
所以我就在公园的草地上面啊坐下来读圣经。
And I just turned to Hebrews.
我就翻到希伯来书。
Now it's amazing.
很奇妙的。
Within 10 minutes, I turned one page after another.
在十分钟之内呢，我一页一页的读。
Now, every page I turn, there are a couple of words, a couple of phrases to come out, jump out to me.
每一页我读下的时候，都有几句话或几个字，它好像跳出来，临到我。
That's the beginning of my understanding of the book of Hebrews.
那是我开始明白希伯来书的。起头。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
we got to humble ourselves before the Lord.
若是我们肯在主面前降卑自己。
The Holy Spirit was so eager to shed abroad the love of Christ in our hearts.
圣灵何等渴望能够将基督将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
When we let that love of Christ come in,
当我们容许基督的爱进来，
the Holy Spirit comes in also.
圣灵就进来。
And he comes in, he will find freedom in us.
当他进来的时候，他在我们里面，他得着自由。
He starts to open up everything.
他就把所有的事情向我们打开。
Yeah. So the second thing about how Paul saw how Paul see the Lord Jesus is that the excellence of Christ.
第二件事情关于保罗他如何看基督，就是看到基督的超越和那美丽。
He pursued him.
他追求他。
You know, no end.
他没有终止。
Now I just want to mention one thing.
有一件事我要。
One thing struck me in the past.
过去叫我很吃惊的。
When Paul wrote this Philippians chapter 3,
当保罗写腓立比书第三章，
Yeah, he already wrote all these 5 years before. He already wrote Romans, Galatians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and also years ago, he also wrote 1st, 2nd Thessalonians.
在那之前，我们看见五年之前呢，保罗已经写了罗马书、加拉太书。哥林多前后书，在那更前面，他写了帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
Yeah, and then just about the same time when he wrote the Philippians, he actually either just wrote or just was about to write Ephesians, Colossians.
我们知道，在他写腓立比书的前后，或许是同时，他已经预备好要写以弗所书、哥罗西书。
You know, you would ask, "So, Brother Paul, is there anything about Lord Jesus that you don't know?"
可能你会问保罗说，保罗弟兄啊，关于基督你还有不认识的地方吗？
Now here he said, that I may know him.
在这里他却说，让我更多认识基督。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
to him, Christ is so big, so great, so immense.
对他而言呢，基督是那样的伟大，那样的巨大，浩瀚无边。
It is not possible for me to fully know him.
对我而言呢，是不可能能够完全的认识他。
So this is Paul's heart.
这就是保罗的心。
And that's why he actually, the Lord, he act, this is why the Lord can lead him forward.
这就是为什么主能够引导他不住地往前。
I was thinking that today, if we are in a Bible study with Paul,
我有时候想呢，如果我们今天和保罗一起在读经聚会里
，Five years later,
五年之后
，we probably are still there and moving just a little bit.
我们可能仍然在那里，或许我们还有一点点的往前。
This Paul is there, way ahead of us.
可能这个保罗他已经远远跑在我们前面。
In knowing Christ.
在关于认识基督的事上。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主向我们施怜悯。
So that we can have that ambition, real ambition.
好叫我们有一个真正向着主的雄心。
Yeah. And also that capacity.
并且我们也有那样的度量。
Christ is unlimited.
基督是没有限量的。
And it pleases him to reveal. It pleases God to reveal him to us.
神喜悦将他的爱子启示在我们里面。
Now, the second area is how did Paul require of himself?
第二方面就是关于保罗怎么要求自己。
Before God.
在神的面前。
I think there are three things.
我想有三件事。
First, he asked himself to be absolutely honest before God.
我想他可能要求自己在神面前要绝对的诚实。
Now, there are four times in the Bible.
在圣经里面有四次。
And four different books.
在四本不同的书里。
He said that I do not lie. Before the Lord, I do not lie.
他说在主的面前我不说谎。
2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, God the Father knows that I tell him the truth, and I do not lie.
在哥林多前书第11章里面说我在神的面前不说谎。
第二后书。
哥林多后书第11章。
And also he said similar things in Galatians,similar things in Romans, similar things in 1 Timothy.
同样的话在加拉太书在罗马书还有在提摩太前书。
Sometimes to us it sounds like a trivial matter.
这些对我们来讲好像是一个很寻常的事。
But why this thing is so important to us?
但是为什么这些事对我们是那么重要呢?
It deserves us to think about it.
这值得我们好好的来思想。
I think Paul doesn't want to have any shadow between him and the Lord.
我认为呢，保罗不愿意让他和主之间有任何的阴影。
You know, brothers and sisters, Adam and Eve, when they sinned,
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后
，and then the Lord Jehovah came to the garden.
那么，主耶和华神到伊甸园中
，Adam, where are you?
神在那呼喊说：“亚当，你在哪里
？”You know, brothers and sisters.The Lord knows exactly where he is.
弟兄姊妹们，主当然知道亚当在哪里。
The Lord knows exactly what happened.
他确实知道发生了什么事。
The Lord also knows exactly what's in his heart.
并且主也确实的知道他心中在想什么。
Why the Lord asked him that question?
但是为什么主要问他这个问题呢？
The Lord gave him a chance to tell the truth.
主给他一个机会让他来说诚实话
to give him a chance to be sincere before the Lord.
让他有一个机会在主面前来认真。
Now, unfortunately, Adam just gave an excuse.
很可惜的，亚当找了一个借口。
This woman asked me to.
是这个女人要我这样做的。
So, dear brothers, that must have saddened the heart of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个叫神的心伤痛。
So, brothers and sisters, we ought to be absolutely honest before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的面前，我们需要绝对的诚实。
It's sometimes I feel so comforting that whether I lie to him or whether I'm honest to him, he knows me throughout, inside out anyway.
有的时候这个意念叫我非常得安慰，不论我向他诚实或者我欺骗我的主，他实际上从里到外他都看透了。
He give us a chance to be honest with him so that we can come back to him.
他给我们一个机会叫我们向他诚实好叫我们回到他面前。
So at night, brothers and sisters.
所以在晚上亲爱弟兄姊妹
Before you go to sleep.
在你要睡觉之前
Just tell the Lord what happened.
告诉主这一天到底发生什么事。
So Lord, this thing happened.
主啊，这件事发生了。
You know, brothers and sisters, let there be no shadow between the Lord and me and you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要让我和主之间没有任何的阴影。
Is there anything you don't want to tell the Lord?
有没有任何事情是你不愿意告诉主的呢？
If there is that, then I think the revelation will stop.
如果你有一件事在那里，我想那个启示就要停掉了。
Because we do not give him the freedom to tell us things.
因为我们不给他有那个自由向我们指示他要说的话。
Now, the second thing about what he required of himself is he is a bond servant.
第二件事情乃是他要求自己做神的奴仆。
Yes, a bond servant.
是的，做一个奴仆。
Now, he said it many times.
他说了好多次。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think the major thing about bond servant is the master is always right.
我想关于一个奴仆最主要的点就是不论如何主人总是对的。
Yes, even if I don't understand, I want to understand and he is always right.
即便我不明白我想要明白但是他永远是对的。
And I cannot consider myself.
我不能够来考虑我自己。
I have to consider for him.
我必须为他来考虑。
Brothers and sisters, in my own little experience,
弟兄姊妹们在我自己小的经历里
I found that when I read the Second Timothy,
当我读提摩太后书的时候
unless I read it from the point of view of a bond servant,
除非我用一个奴仆的眼光来读这一卷书
otherwise I cannot really understand it.
要不然的话，我就根本不可能真正的明白它。
If I ask this question to the Lord, what is in this book for me?
如果我问这个问题说主啊为什么这本书是为着我的呢
Is there, I mean, what is in this book that is for me?
这本书里面有什么是为着我的呢
No, I want to find blessing in this book for me.
我要在这本书里面为我找到你给我的祝福。
Now I find that I cannot understand the book.
我就发现我根本不明白这卷书。
The reason is this.
这个原因乃是这样。
The reason is 2 Timothy is from a bond servant to another bond servant.
因为提摩太后书乃是主的一个奴仆写给另外一个奴仆的。
And about being a bond servant.
而且是讲到关于怎样做奴仆。
And this is the same with Revelation.
这是一个启示，这相同的。
It's the same with the book of Revelation.
这同样对于启示录也是如此。
The book of Revelation was written by a bond servant, John, to many bond servants.
启示录是一个做奴仆的约翰写给众奴仆的。
Now, if I found if I don't look at it from the point of view of bond servant, I would not understand it.
我发现呢，若不用一个奴仆的眼光，我就完全不能明白它。
If you say, "What is in this book for me?"
如果你问说这本书为我有什么话
，Probably you won't understand it.
可能你根本不明白。
Because Me is really not important.
因为我在这里根本不重要。
It's a bond servant.
因为我们是奴仆。
It's only he is important.
只有他是重要的。
Only his mind is important.
只有他的意念是重要的。
Now, the other point is, Paul, depend on grace, not depend on gifts.
另外一件事就是保罗他依靠恩典。而不是依靠恩赐。
And this is the same as David.
这
It's the same as David. 像大卫一样。
这对大卫也是一样。
Yeah. And we know that there is a verse we normally use, you know, his grace is sufficient for me, his strength is perfected in weakness.
我们知道有一处保罗说到的他的恩典是够我用的。他的能力显在软弱人的身上。
Now we use this verse very broadly.
我们常常很泛泛的用这一句。
Now in UBC we have to walk a lot.
在这个大学校园里面，我们需要走很多路。
And the grace of the Lord is sufficient for us.
每次我们走路的时候，我们就说主的恩典是够我用。
There's nothing wrong with it.
这样用是没有错的。
But this verse is.Given Paul wrote this verse in the context of Revelation.
但是保罗讲这句话的时候，他的上下文是关于启示。
Yes, 13 years ago, the Lord brought me to third heaven.
在差不多14年前，主带我到第三层天上。
Yes, and then because the Lord doesn't want to be proud, so he put a thorn in my back.
因为主不要他骄傲，所以主就在他身上加了一根刺。
And the grace of the Lord is sufficient.
主就给他够用的恩典。
And his strength is perfected in the weakness of man.
叫他的能力在人的软弱上面显得完全。
He is actually saying this.
他实际上是这样的意
思。You know, the third heaven is 13-14 years ago.
他说四年前的那个第三层天。
But after that, the Lord will continue to give me revelation.
但是在那之后，主还要继续的给我启示。
Now I have to continue to be obedient to the revelation.
而且我必须要一段继续的来顺服他给我的启示。
And His grace is sufficient.
那么他的恩典是够用的。
Now He did not want me to be proud.
他不要我骄傲。
And there's a thorn in my back.
所以在我身上有一根刺。
But then His grace is sufficient.
但是他的恩典是够用的。
Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong.
什么时候我软弱，什么时候我就刚强。
I can still walk with the Lord.
我仍然与主同行。
I can still lift my eyes to heaven.
我仍然能够举目向天。
I can still receive His revelation.
我仍然能够领受他给我的启示。
I still cannot complain.
我仍然可以不再抱怨。
Yes. So thank the Lord. This is what He was saying.
是的，这就是感谢主，这就是保罗所要说的。
Now, lastly, how did he look at his peers?
最后我们要看保罗怎样看他周围的同侪。
Brothers and sisters, the first two things. First of all, Paul never thought himself apart from the body of Christ.
首先我们要看见保罗从来没有把他自己和基督的身体分开来。
He never thought himself above the body of Christ.
他从来没有把他自己摆在身体之上。
He's always one of the body of Christ.
他永远都是身体里面的一个肢体。
This, Philippians chapter 3, when he talks about seeking the Lord, pursuing.
在腓立比书第三章里面他讲到我们寻求主，追求主。
And right after that, he said, those who are also mature,Let's have the same mind seeking the Lord.
在那之后他就说到凡是向主有凡是完全人就是向主有同样心智的我们都这样寻求主。
Yes, so he doesn't think only he is so good that can seek the Lord that way. He didn't think so. He think all of us can do the same thing.
他从没有这样想说只有像他这样好的一个人才能够寻求主。他是觉得每一个弟兄姊妹我们向主有完全的心我们都寻求主。
Second Timothy toward the end.
在提摩太后书到末了的时候。
I have fought the fight, I have kept the faith, and I have run the course.
我已经打了那美好的仗我已经守住了所信的道我已经跑完了当跑的路。
There's a crown of righteousness reserved for me.
他说有一个公义的冠冕为我存留。
He did not stop there.
他没有停在那里。
He said, the same crown is reserved for all who love his appearing.
他说同样的冠冕也为每一个爱慕他显现的人预备好了。
In Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书第二章
He said, your faith is a sacrifice to God.
他说你们的信心在神的面前是一个美好的祭物。
And I, Paul,will be poured out as a little drink offering on the sacrifice.
他说我保罗好像那个奠祭倒在这个祭物上面。
He doesn't think that he is so great, he has a different sacrifice.
他没有觉得他非常伟大他有不同的一个祭物。
He wanted to pour out himself as a drink offering on the sacrifice of brothers and sisters.
他愿意把他自己作为奠祭交在弟兄姊妹所献的那祭物上。
So one love,
所以同一个爱
one mind,
同一个心思
and one sacrifice.
而且同一个祭。
Dear brothers and sisters, why this is so important to Revelation?
弟兄姊妹们为什么这些跟启示有那么重要的关系呢
Oneness is God's heart and God's purpose.
这一个一这乃是神的心也是神的目的。
The Father had this thought.In Psalm 133.
在诗篇133篇里面父有一个心意。
The Son, he prayed at the last in John chapter 17.
我们看见 主耶稣是指在约翰福音十七章里面他的祷告。
Let them be one as we are one.
他说愿他们合而为一，像我们合一一样。
And the Holy Spirit, oneness is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也知道这个一乃是圣灵的工作。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Now here is a brother.
这里有一个弟兄。
His whole heart and mind.
他的全心和他的全意
for the unity of the body.
是为着身体的一
and God find him,
所以神看见他
someone that God can pour out his heart on oneness.
所以这一个人神能够把他这个一的奥秘向他倾倒出来
and then finally,
我们最后看见
three times,
三次保罗
three different stages of his life,
在他人生不同的阶段
he said, I'm the smallest.
他说我是最小的。
The first time is 1 Corinthians.
第一次是在哥林多前书
15,
在十五章。
Now he said, among the apostles, I'm the least.
他说在使徒中我是最小的。
Brothers, sisters, it's not diplomatic.
这不是一个好像外交的。
He really meant it.
他真正他认真的说。
He has a reason.
他有一个理由。
The reason is these apostles saw the Lord first.
他的理由就是其他的使徒们是先看见主的
And the Lord sent them first.
而且主先打发他们
Therefore I'm the last.
所以我是最后的
So he really meant it.
所以他真正他就是这么说的
So 5 years ago
5 years
later
5年之后
When he wrote to the Ephesians
当他写给以弗所的教会
He said I'm less than the least of the saints.
他说我在众圣徒中间比最小的还要小。
He had a reason.
他有一个原因。
The reason is the riches, the mystery of God is revealed, has been revealed to the apostles and prophets.
他的理由乃是神的那个丰富已经启示给他的圣使徒和先知们。
Now these things he actually implied.They are accessible to all the saints.
他在这里实际上意味着，这些的启示是所有圣徒都可以得着。
Not only to the apostles and priests and prophets.
不仅仅是启示给使徒和先知们。
And God has made that accessible to all the saints.
并且神使这个所有的圣徒都可以取用。
I'm the latest.
而我是最小的。
Yeah, I'm the least.
我是最小的。
Because they are all ahead of me.
因为他们都走在我前面。
But God gave me the grace.
神给他这样的恩典。
To bring this mystery of God to the nations.
他能够把神的这个奥秘带给外邦人。
So he meant it.
所以他真正认真这么说的。
So about 2 years later.
再过了两年。
First Timothy.
在提摩太前书。
He said, I'm the chief of the sinners.
他说在罪人中我是罪魁。
I persecuted the church while I was ignorant.
当我无知的时候，我逼迫了教会。
But no matter what, I have sinned against God.
但是不管怎么样，我已经犯罪得罪了神。
So I'm the chief sinner.
所以我是罪人中的罪魁。
Now God wants to use me as an example.
现在主神要用我做一个榜样。
To show His patience.
来向众人显明他的忍耐
to show his mercy
显明他的怜悯
he's saying although I'm not good
他说虽然我不好
but God is a God of mercy
但是神是怜悯的神
God is a God of patience
神是忍耐的神
I'm that example
我就是那一个例子
dear brothers and sisters
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
his spirit was so humble
他的灵是那样的谦卑
just like his master
就好像他的主人
His master emptied himself.
他的主人倒空了自己
And this he also emptied himself.
那么这一个保罗也倒空自己
As a result,
他的结果
He is an empty vessel before the Lord.
他成为在神主面前的一个倒空的器皿
The Holy Spirit could fill him.
圣灵就能充满他
The love of Christ can flow through him.To others.
基督的爱能够通过他流到别人身上。
And the revelation of God can be deposited in him.
神的启示能够托付在他的身上。
And this wonderful gospel.
这是神奇妙的福音。
The wonderful gospel for the poor, for the desolate, For the hopeless can be entrusted to him.
为着那些穷人，那些困苦，那些没有盼望的人，所的福音就能够托付给保罗。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Our brother Paul was such a humble vessel.
我们的保罗弟兄是如此一个谦卑的器皿
，and such a diligent pursuer of the Lord.
如此一个殷勤追求主的人
，and such a receiver.Of the love of Christ.
并且如此一个接受基督爱的人。
I just thought to myself that in him you can find the lamb of Abel.
我自己常常这样想，在他的里面可以找到亚伯的那个羔羊。
Yeah, in his heart you can find Abel's lamb.
在他的心中你可以看见亚伯的那个羔羊。
And in his, also in his pursuit, you can see the pursuit of Enoch.
在他的追求的里面，你可以看见以诺的追求。
And in his whole life work, you can see the work of Noah.
在他一生的工作中，你也可以看见挪亚工作的影子。
And you can see in the whole purpose of this man, you can see that seed that Abraham saw.
你也可以从这一个人的身上看见他一生的目的。仿佛你看见在亚伯拉罕身上。
Praise God,
感谢神。
He is all wisdom.
他是全智的。
He is all patience.
他是蛮有忍耐的。
He knew exactly what he was doing.
他确实的知道他正在做什么。
Over the generations, so many people.
一代又一代，许多的人。
Today, I believe the Lord is seeking you and me to be His witness.
我相信今天。主仍然在你我中间寻找他的见证人。
The kind of witness that he wants.
就是那一般他所要的见证人。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you and we really praise you.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you because you have looked upon us to, you have an expectation for us to be your witness.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你看上我们，你在我们身上有一个期望。要我们成为你的见证人。
And we praise you because your way is so wonderful.
主啊，我们赞美你，因为你的道路何等的奇妙。
Lord, we pray that you really, your grace be really be with all brothers and sisters here.
主啊，我们恳求你，你的恩典一直与所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹同在。
By ourselves, we will surely come short.
主啊，靠着我们自己，我们永远有亏欠。
But Lord, we depend on your mind, your purpose, and your grace.
主啊，但是我们唯有依靠你的话语、你的目的和你的恩典。
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.